Hello and welcome to Hicksville. I'm Veronica Hicks, aka VH, which is so much shorter. I recently saw a show in London which is wowing the largely young audiences. It's a black comedy. It's called Heathers and it's set in an American high school and it's based on a very successful 1980s film. Well, I almost fell out of my seat to find the heroine is called Veronica, or as they say in American, Veronica. And they sing her name over and over again. I don't know about you, but I have always found my name one syllable too long. As much as I love the saint who wiped the face of our Lord as he carried the cross, and I love the name in French, Véronique, but in the UK, I'm always Ronnie, which I don't like either, Nichka, Vronsky. Finally, I decided to call myself V, which suits me very well. Do you have a problem with your name? If yes, then we'd love to hear from you. Giving a baby boy the name Archibald could have serious consequences for a lad. Probably the most famous Archibald, of course, was Cary Grant, and he never looked back. So, a name is very important. Anyhow, here we are galloping through February. Do you notice that your bulbs are already out? I'm sure it's too early and I don't know what to do with mine. Will they freeze? Last time we talked about films. I hope you managed to catch The Banshees of Inisherin and Living. Well, the titles to look out for now are Babylon, Damien Chazelle's enormous epic about 1920s Hollywood, from the early days of silent movies through to the talkies. It starts with quite a fruity opening sequence with lots of body parts on view, with a thumping soundtrack. The film is bankrolled and starring Brad Pitt, with the luscious Margot Robbie as a wannabe star who'll stop at nothing to achieve her ambitions. The other film doing the rounds is Avatar 2. If you liked the first one, you'll like this one. It's not that different. Also look out for Sam Mendes' very personal film, Empire of Light, starring Olivia Colman. And Tor, a film about a female conductor, played with her usual excellence by Kate Blanchett. But now I want to alert you to a lovely recital taking place next week. Not actually this week, but next week. But I want to give you enough time to plan your week and book your ticket. This is a solo recital by Sandrine Buendia, a very talented artist who was last seen in the Gers in the grounds of the Chateau of de Robe, giving her unique rendering to La Voix Humaine, the human voice. If you saw it in 2017, you might remember she was singing into a gigantic telephone. Since then, she's been much in demand at the Opéra in Toulouse, Bordeaux, the Opéra Comique, and the Théâtre du Châtelet in Paris. So on the 9th and 11th of February, accompanied by David Levi on the piano, she'll be performing a wonderfully mixed programme displaying her extraordinary vocal range. Beautiful songs from the French repertoire, such as Chanson Triste by Dupart and Les Berceaux by Gabriel Fauré. There'll be the Embroidery Aria by Benjamin Britten from the opera Peter Grimes, Come to Me in My Dream by Frank Bridge, monologues from Poulenc, La Dame de Monte Carlo, Losing My Mind by Stephen Sondheim from the musical Follies, So Big, So Small from the musical Dear Evan Hansen, and finally, two from Verdi, from the opera Otello, Willow, Willow and Ave Maria, which is of course sung by the doomed Desdemona, who in musical circles is known as Desdemona. The concert is taking place at two locations. On the 9th, in the Salle de Nautica, which is on a hillside between Saint-Puy and Castelverduzan, and then in the concert hall at La Bourdère. It's a beautiful place right in the middle of the countryside, just outside Vic-Fezensac. To reserve your place online, go to https://gascogne-lomagne-fr/, or go to the Office de Tourisme de Lecture, Florence and Vic-Fezensac. The phone number is 0562-2640-00, or you can book via Terre Opéra at 068-0875-371. So that's a concert not to miss. One of the things I find is that before I go to a concert, I listen to the music beforehand, which of course takes away the surprise, but I find that the more I know about it, the more I enjoy it. So see what you think. That's all from me. Till next time.